Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you're not, make sure you follow along on social media. B. Mitch and Finley on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow at B. Mitch 30 on Instagram. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Let's let Jeff plug his stuff because he's done a hell of a job playing that song. Jeff, tell everybody your contact info via the social media.
Everything is Jeff Too Funny. Jeff, the number two, funny.
All right, in just a minute or two, our guy Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports is going to call
funny in. Funny with weird.
He's definitely too weird. But before we do that, I want to be sure we get another chance to play Jeff's.
I wish he put food in his mouth and he couldn't talk back.
I want to make sure we get enough time to play Jeff's song again. Did a hell of a job getting the folks hype. I am stunned that we haven't heard from Rev T with the numerous Rev T references in this song.
He got to be doing something.
He
My
must
boy
be
at work right now. He already tweeted me.
Let's hear it. This is Jeff Walker getting us hyped up for the trip to the Meadowlands.
So I gotta do this the right way. They want bars. So as my boy Randy said, march with me.
Knuckle Love Records. Let's go.
Talk to him, Mr. President.
I said, Commander, too hot to handle. Come up in your house, your office we dismantle. You better bet on us, quick Brian and your Fandle. $200 that my boys crushed Daniel. They say he not the future, I like that he here though. The heart of a lion, the average of Eno. But I'ma let it slide as long as we win though. It's only looking up, I say we ascend though. Now I'ma switch the flow up, hold up, you better not throw up that ball, cause here come DeForest or Curl. Either way, both fuck your world. Quan ain't getting nothing cause my defense too thorough. To my fans marching in, you better cause a riot. Cause Taylor coming through to sling the pebble to the Giants.
They scared to death, they scared they shook. They scared to death, they scared they shook. They scared to death, they scared they shook. They scared to death, they scared they shook.
I'ma keep it real, we about to win, we know that's a fact. Ain't no giant head that big could fit Big Rob Cap. And as you know, we take a man wherever we march in. Lace them up, left hand up, march with me.
March with me, left hand up.
Ow!
What did Rev say about the song, Jeff?
He didn't even hear it. He was in a meeting. He was like, man, he was like, so many people texting me and calling me. Whatever you did with the song, thank you. I got reading in his voice.
March with me.
March with me. That's my dog right there.
Love Rev T.
Rev T was in my house talking to my family. Jeff, how was my baby daughter looking at it?
Hey, yo.
Jeff, see, the look on her face was priceless.
She was like.
Looking like, what?
More like, is this man real right now? I know he's drunk.
So not only do we have Commanders Giants this weekend, which is like, obviously to us it's a big game. It's a legit big game across the league now. You got two playoff teams going at it. There's a lot of good football this weekend, though, B.
Kansas City and
the Bengals is an awesome game. Jets Vikings could be a really good game. You said KC Bengals is a good one. I think Dolphins Niners could be really good.
That could be real good.
I mean, there's some real games this weekend that I'm fired up for.
I think Dolphins, I mean, Niners better hope that they get one of them. Both of their running backs are banged up.
Yeah. Well,
Christian McCaffrey banged up again. Who would have
thought
that?
Dude, how about this? Talking with some folks, just knowing some things. The Commanders are I mean, who isn't cognizant of the Christian McCaffrey situation? When the Niners traded for McCaffrey.
Check out Ahmed's post.
I will. When the Niners traded for McCaffrey, I heard from somebody with the Commanders organization that said, well, at least we don't play him for about 8 weeks. There's a decent chance he'll be hurt by then.
And he's hurt. He could be healthy by then again.
They don't play the Niners for 4 more weeks.
Oh, he might be back and healthy then. That might be that one game he's completely healthy.
Right. Right. It's
Elijah is banged up here too.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's out for an extended period of time. But they did get the kid. They drafted a kid, I want to say in the third round, Tyrion Davis Price, I think his name is.
Elijah Mitchell. And then people are like, oh, man, is that your cousin? I'm like, look, bro, not related. And I guess as you watch him, he's hurt a lot.
It almost seems like every back the Niners get is hurt a lot. Because they had Wilson before that when he Mostert. But this kid, Tyrion Davis Price, if I had to guess, is somebody you might root for. Why?
Why?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton.
Went to LSU.
Baton Rouge. Red Stick.
The Red Stick. What is so apparently the high school he went to is Southern University Lab?
Southern Lab.
So is that Southern University?
It's the high school, like just like U High, University High.
Is it like Georgetown Prep kind of thing?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But it's right there, basically on campus.
That's cool. Yeah. Is Southern in Baton Rouge also?
Yeah.
Where's Grambling?
Grambling is up north in, what is it, Monroe? I think it is Monroe?
Yeah. Leadville.
Monica went to
Southern. Speaking of up north, Leadville, remember when B-Mitch convinced us that he had to drive to Canada when he really just had to drive to Shreveport?
Yeah, it's not my fault that I said I drove up north. And then 3 hours
I drove
and a half.
Up north to try out for Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
To me, makes it sound like you drove to Saskatchewan.
No. When you drive up north, when you go to anywhere, Shreveport, and that's in Louisiana, you're going up north because we don't consider that. That's Lower Arkansas. That's not even Louisiana.
I think he said I had to drive all the way up there
to
try out for the Canadian team.
Yeah, 3.5-4 hours is all the way up there. Hell, I thought they were going to come to my college instead of going to wherever we went.
Well, you know what, B? Maybe if they came all the way to Lafayette, you might have signed with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was close.
You didn't end up going there.
You
ended up coming here.
I was close, brother. I was close.
I believe it. You ever wonder how different things would have gone if you went and played in Canada instead?
Well, you know, I'm...
Worked out for Joe T.
If I had gone up there and did some Warren Moon numbers wearing at number one, I might have been playing quarterback in the league, homie.
If you were coming out now, you'd absolutely be playing quarterback in the league.
Well, no, I wouldn't be coming out now. I'm still aging.
I understand. I understand. Listen, Commanders-Giants is a huge game this weekend. But tonight, the Maryland Terrapins, the 7-0 Maryland Terrapins, are hosting a huge game at Xfinity Center against the 6-1 Illinois Fighting Illini. Illinois is ranked 16th in the country. Maryland's ranked 23rd. To help us break it all down, our guy Jeff Ehrman joins the show. Jeff, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us. I know you're busy as hell.
Hey, JP. Yeah, no, it's all good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow Jeff at Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrmann. Check out all his work at Maryland247sports.com. Give us a quick preview of this game tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, This is a big one. This is probably the biggest game at Maryland in at least a couple of years, just considering obviously last year was a lost season. This year, nobody expected them to be as good as they are. Now you have two top 25 teams. I don't know if it'll be quite a sellout, but it should be pretty electric. And, you know, we should get a better gauge of how legit this dominant start that they've had is.
So what does Illinois do well? How does Maryland stop it?
Well, they've got a really balanced lineup, which, you know, I guess in comparison, Maryland is a little more balanced. But they've got a kid named Terrence Shannon, obviously, 6'6 guard, was really good at Texas Tech. He's averaging 19.9 a game, fourth in the Big Ten. Super athletic and strong, so that'll be a tough matchup for Maryland. It'll be interesting to see who they put on him, whether it's whether it's Don Carey or Hakeem Hart. And then they rebound a little bit better and they shoot the three a little better than Maryland. So, you know, those are going to be two interesting things. Maryland's defense has been better than Illinois. But, you know, I think it's a really even matchup, at least on paper.
Maryland shoots the ball very well, especially outside the three as well. How is the three-point defense of Illinois?
Yeah, Brian, so they've been pretty good defensively from three and overall. Not quite as good as Maryland, which is, you know, I think they're giving up somewhere in the low 20s. They're up there in the rankings nationally in that. So more than worrying about their defense, it's just, to me, more about whether Maryland shoots it well, because they've been really up and down, hot and cold in that regard. They're, I think, 267th nationally in three-point shooting. It's pretty rare to be as dominant as they've been and beating everybody by 20 points almost. Mm. When you're such a hit and miss 3-point shooting team, so it does feel like they have to at least shoot the three decently tonight, because they probably won't get as much going to the basket as they have against these other teams.
Maryland 7-0, they're favored by a point and a half tonight. That building, I hope, is going to be electric, like you said. 9 o'clock Friday night. That line seems kind of funky. I know that people maybe aren't buying into Maryland yet. Should they be?
I think they should be. I mean, you know, the things that they do well, you can replicate throughout the season. It's not like they're just, you know, red hot from three, or, you know, they've forced an inordinate amount of turnovers. You know, they just play really good defense on every single possession. They share the ball offensively. They're really balanced. So obviously they're not going to just stay undefeated and keep hammering everybody they play. I mean, they've literally trailed for four minutes in seven games, which is unbelievable. So you can't keep that up. But in terms of being like a top 25, top 20 team, maybe even a little bit better, I think they are legit, because you have that balance. And then you also have, you know, so many seniors. It's so rare to have four seniors in your starting lineup these days, especially in the Big Ten. You know, maybe in the Patriot League or one of the smaller leagues, you see that, but you don't really see that often in a power conference. So that's kind of something I think people have overlooked, is they have a lot of experienced guys, a lot of guys on their final go round who haven't had that success that they really want to have.
All right, we'll go speed round here. We're talking with Jeff Ehrman from Maryland 24/7 Sports. Give him a follow at Jeff_Ehrman, the absolute best Terps reporter on the planet. Nobody's more plugged in. Speed round, who you like tonight, Terps or the Illini, which is just a lame name?
Yeah, I mean, the point spread does make you a little skeptical, you know, if you go by the Vegas always knows kind of thing, because it feels like it should be, you know, maybe 4 points. So that's a little fishy, but I'll still take Maryland 75-71.
I love it. What bowl game is Maryland going to? We going to the Mayonnaise Bowl?
So it's probably between that and the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix earlier this week. Phoenix seemed
bowl?
A little
the what bowl?
Guaranteed Rate Bowl. It used to be
mortgage bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they all have ridiculous names. It's absurd at this point.
Bibbitt, you want a mortgage or you want a mayonnaise?
I do the mortgage.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, you know what? Either one of those are probably better than Motor City Bowl. You know, not many people are going to travel to Detroit in December for a bowl game against potentially a MAC team. But anyways, long story short, I think Mayo is possible. That's definitely the preference, with Charlotte being so much closer for the fans and everything. But Phoenix is the other, seems to be the other possibility.
I'd much rather go to Charlotte. I'd rather go to Phoenix, but I have a chance of actually going to Charlotte. I ain't going to Phoenix right now.
Yeah, it's a long way.
Commanders or Giants?
Oh, come on, man. You know me, Commanders all day, every day.
That's what I like to hear.
Alrighty.
Last one. This is the culmination of our thorough soccer preview. USA or B. Mitch's Netherlands?
Why do you keep putting
man,
that on me,
you're
though?
You're really testing me there. Does Pele still play soccer?
I don't believe he's playing.
Pele's older than me,
no,
man.
Jeff, you're the first,
older than me.
You're the first person that does not qualify for our comprehensive
soccer
preview.
I think we're in the same range, B-Mitch. I'm 44, but no, I mean, I'll go U.S.,
we're in the same range, man. I'm the same age.
And I used to, and not to go all Chris Farley, remember that time, but I used to love watching you return kicks, man. You were my jam, but I'll go USA. Sure, why not?
USA. Jeff, thank you, man. Drive safe, and we'll catch up soon. Go Turtles.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
All right. That's our guy, Jeff Ehrman. One final comprehensive soccer preview. We're going to make some bets. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.